This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
Yes!
Yay! And the 14th is the eclipse, and so that makes today the 12th of October. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program with the Powerball sales surging. They are selling just in Massachusetts alone, according to the two or three local news outlets that I pay attention to, 5,000 tickets a minute.
Wow.
I have heard around the country they're selling 40 to 50,000 tickets a second, depending on where, even put all the numbers together.
Yeah. And
so what is it, $1.73 billion in the Powerball jackpot?
It was. Well, it was, when it finally hit, it was $1.76 billion, the second largest prize in history.
Hooray!
Sold in California, one single ticket.
Boo!
I'm always interested, though, to see if, is it a, just because it's a single ticket that won this, is it a single ticket holder? Or I always hope that it's like a group of people who pooled their money together and they get to split the pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever, they get $756 million after all of the foolishness when you get the cash.
That's what it's
about. Yep, take it and have a good time and have a good life and don't waste it. There's the advice from Good Day
people. Don't let anyone know you have it.
That's very true as well. Speaking of jackpots, there's a painting of Jesus at his birth that was valued at first at $15,000. Turns out to have been somehow mislabeled. It's actually a Rembrandt that has caught at Sotheby's auction $18 million. All right. A Rembrandt, if you study Lytton Fine Arts, Dutch master. I kind of like the stuff. I'm not an art fan by any stretch of the imagination, nor am I an expert. Because I flunked Lytton Fine Arts. The only course I ever flunked in my life. I just couldn't put the association together, remembering, memorizing paintings and all that stuff.
And the techniques of between each artist.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this is a painting from the 18th century. I have been in Nazareth in the church, which was built around the small little, what amounted to a basement, an uncovered basement where Jesus was born. I've actually stood there. It is the most chilling. That's one of the great things about going to Israel, as we look around at all of the stuff that's going on there. There's so much wonderful history. Whether you believe in Jesus as the Son of God or not, it's not important to the history of what went on, the history that surrounded, whether it's all a big story. Jesus actually did exist and was a phenomenal healer. The rest of the story,
Buddha was a real person too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, this is Rembrandt's. Most of Rembrandt's, to go back to the picture for a second, most of his work is in public, is now, you know, in museums everywhere, not in private hands. But there are private collectors that do buy these things and they hold on to them. And so this is one of those. This picture is marvelous, though. It really is. It's fabulous. It does. Gives you goosebumps when you look at it. Okay, so let's get out of that and into whatever. Do we want to go back to what's going on in Gaza? I suppose we need to do that. I'm going to have Uri on with us in the next half hour. And tomorrow during our talk radio review, we're going to have somebody who actually has come back from Israel, and someone, a good friend of mine, who had quite a harrowing experience. We'll talk about that with him on the talk radio review. Meanwhile, the war has intensified in the past 24 hours. We were talking earlier about the power plant in Gaza that went offline because they don't have any fuel. Israel has closed down the two entry points that you can use to get in, the two roads. So there's no transport of food, no transport of fuel, no transport of water. Nothing is getting in, which is appropriate. This is all because, obviously, the death toll has gone into the thousands. 22 Americans have been those among the people killed. There have been a couple thousand Palestinians that have been killed. And we know that there are 150 hostages that were taken into Gaza. Nobody knows where they are. Nobody knows what their fate is. Nobody knows anything. But we know from looking at what Hamas did when they first went in over the weekend, executing people right and left, I wouldn't put it past them to have executed all these people. Not at all. So, including the Americans there. The Americans would be a bigger target than the Israelis.
And the feeling of the loved ones that are hoping they're okay. It's just it's so much. These are innocent civilians. And they keep getting, it keeps being forgot. They keep being forgotten about because we're thinking of Hamas and the terrorists. And we're thinking of what's going on. And again, in Gaza with the power stuff, there are hospitals there. There are people who are going to die because they don't have the medical supplies without the power.
The humanitarian crisis, if you want to use that word, I think it's overused, but the situation has spiraled in the past 24 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
So the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, is in Tel Aviv to, quote-unquote, guide American aid into Israel. Every news operation, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, they all have people over there, News Nation. I think Cuomo was over there telling the story as they can piece it together. I think I saw, what's his face from ABC? Is it Murr? Is Murr on? Yeah, he's on ABC, right? And he went into a hospital, interviewed an American who had been hurt, lying in her bed. So the cameras from CBS come in, and he talks to her. The story is compelling isn't a strong enough word for it. These creatures from Hamas and the atrocities that they're committing and what their hatred for the Jews is, what they did when they first went into that kibbutz village, kibbutz. There are two of them that they attacked. And so now the Israelis just bombing the hell out of Gaza. I can't imagine anybody surviving in their homes there. Egypt has thus far rejected the idea of an evacuation corridor across its border with Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty smart on their part.
Well, didn't the Egyptian government, is this who I'm thinking of, they said that they tried to warn the Israeli government that there was some impending doom coming? And then
I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
Said that they really? that's not accurate.
Yeah. Hard to know what is accurate and what isn't.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, there's the continuing flow. Okay, what would Trump do versus what would Biden do? Took Trump calling Hezbollah very smart for Ron DeSantis to finally glove up and go after him. Remember when he did say Trump... Trump just says the dumbest stuff sometimes.
So many of them do.
That's right. Who cares? I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. I want to go to the NASA website, because now there's a focus. Go to NASA.gov. They're set to launch the what is called the Psyche spacecraft. Goes up this morning from Kennedy Space Center. Mission aimed to study the asteroid believed to be the ancient core of a protoplanet. Goes up at 10:15. You can watch it live on the NASA website. The 16 Psyche asteroid, which is 2 billion miles from Earth, wrap yourself around that. It's in the asteroid belt that exists between Mars and Jupiter. It's, they think, how the hell do they know this? This damn thing is 2 billion miles away. They think it's mostly made of iron and nickel, not ice and not rock, which is what most asteroids are made out of.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's 173 miles wide, looks like a potato, and it's a part of what they think is our early solar system, part of our solar system, a planet that never got to be a planet. So they think that this, because it came from what might have been an exploding planet that didn't get together. Remember, the mass that has to come together in order to create the planets. Again, something that most people can't imagine or figure out. I don't really understand it, but it's, you know, that's what happens. All these energies and all of these materials, wherever they come from, start gathering, and they come together, the gases come together and solidify, and so here we have what we have. But they're going to examine, they're going to send this spacecraft out 2 billion miles to, and they can pinpoint, they know how to hit, they're going to go and hit the asteroid 2 billion miles away. Kind of like a scene from Armageddon.
That's what I was thinking of. And right? With the trajectory, you better hope your aim is proper.
Yeah. Breathtaking, isn't it? By the way, this spacecraft is solar powered. It's got solar panels on it. And that's what they're using to get it out there. Which is even more... It doesn't get there until 2029, by the way. It leaves today. Catch it. You'll catch it again in 2029, 18 after the hour.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or to download the app today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This is the social media portion of this hour. Every hour during this portion of the hour, we focus on some of the celebrity news, gossip, if you will, things that are trending in social media, and some of your comments. You can connect to us through all social media just by using one simple handle, at Good Day Networks. And one of the things getting attention today is the actual revelation that Will Smith and his wife, Jada, are separated. This is a long time coming, you got to think. How many, was it a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, with the Oscar slap, right?
Yeah, well, no, they were apparently separated at the time that even happened. They've been separated, apparently, since 2016.
Yeah. They had an open marriage. She slept with who she wanted to, and he slept with
whom. She denies that. They have denied that, though.
Really?
So I think that's one of those, like, hearsay things. But I feel like she's denied it, but I feel like I remember, and maybe this is the Mandela effect, but I feel like I remember Will Smith doing an interview saying that nothing happens that the other person doesn't know about before it happens.
Yeah.
So, okay. One of those, means, like, what?
Right. Yeah. All right. More of this gossip right after this very, very important announcement.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Hi, that's Will Smith. He was a kind of a half-baked rapper, wasn't he, at some point in time?
No, he was pretty popular.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the TV show he was in?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince, that's right.
Yeah.
And he looked so young there, and he looks so old now. How long ago was it? The 70s, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? That was the 90s.
It was?
Uh-huh.
He looks like a kid in that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's 55 now.
Yeah.
He was a kid.
I think the best role he's ever done was Independence Day.
That was
for me.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also liked him in Men in Black. I thought that his character
was creepy,
great,
crawly,
especially the first one.
But he did get along. I went to the first one, and so many damn creepy crawly creatures. I never went to another one. But he and Tommy Lee Jones were very good together. You're
mm-hmm.
right about that. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So these two, we're talking about Jada Smith and her husband Will, married back in 1997. They have three children. I guess there's, you know, they're married or they are. He was married before, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, they have two children together, and then his third is from a previous relationship. But apparently they've been separated since 2016, living separate lives. They love each other. They value each other. They want to continue a partnership and keep their family together. And Jada Pinkett Smith had said that they hope to never actually divorce, but it's kind of like reminiscent of what Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin did with the conscious uncoupling. But what I thought was crazy about this whole interview was that Jada Pinkett Smith said that with the Oscar slap, she thought it was a skit too.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Will was walking back that she realized, like, oh, that wasn't a skit.
Uh-huh. All right. There it is. The latest from the Smiths here at 28 After on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DOUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
But you know that's all right with me, so I will do nothing on Thursday.
Thursday. It's Thursday, the 12th of October. It's a good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we dig around into all of the crazy stuff that is going on, and there is a lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm looking around. I want some good news. We were talking earlier about it being National Farmers Day, and so one of our listeners who happens to be, I know, she's a big fan. She lives in, I think, Hooksett, New Hampshire. Her name is Terry. And this is her thought on National Farmers Day.
Yes, good morning, Doug and Jay. It's Terry from New Hampshire, and I just want to wish you and thank you, Doug, for being a farmer. It's National Farmer Day, and I appreciate all the local farmers around our area, even if they're small or large. They help out a lot, and they do their best for us. And I thank you, and I thank you for your Good Day program. It's my bright start of the morning, and right now I'm off to be with one of my granddaughters. Okay, have a good, thankful, and thoughtful sweet Thursday. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Very nice.
Sweet.
been a long time. People have been looking around for fossils for a long time, and I'm not talking about Bernie Sanders, although he's kind of a fossil. By the way, he's right on it. Bernie said that Israel's siege of Gaza is a serious violation of international law. Bernie is Jewish, and the Jewish community, whatever that is, says, uh-uh. Okay, Bernie, go sit down and shut up. What the hell do you think the invasion of Israel is, you... Nah, he's useless. Right. You're going to criticize Israel for going into... He just doesn't like Netanyahu because he's a conservative and Bernie's a radical liberal. That's all. That's all that is. You know? Well, you have to fight fire with fire, Bernie. Wake up, smell the roses, and realize that this is 2023. We're not living in the dark ages, although the people from Hamas act like they're in the dark ages. Can you imagine something honestly, though? Someone criticizing what Israel is doing because it's a serious violation of international law. Where's your thought on what the Hamas invasion of Israel is all about? That's not an invasion of international law? I suppose you could say, well, two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah, why even talk about him? I'm saying to myself as I'm doing this, only because it annoyed me that he took a shot at Israel and didn't say anything about the Hamas. Anyway, so back to this fossilized human footprint. Apparently this thing is 200, no, not quite that old. It's 20,000 years old. And so this brings us around to understanding when humans arrived in North America. Last ice age was going away 16, 17, 18,000 years ago. This study, using the new carbon dating method, they found a set of fossilized human footprints in White Sands, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Right? Humans were here 21,000 years ago. So never mind the natives, never mind Columbus. What about the fossils? We could, instead of having last Monday be Native Day, we could call it Fossil Day. Right? Fossils. Fossils. We've got fossils. We've got lots and lots of fossils.
I just think it's so fascinating when, with the fossils of the, like, actual animals, or when you do find ancient humans, but when you find the footprints, that those weren't washed away, they weren't destroyed or messed up in some other way, it's like you have these actual ancient footprints.
Pretty amazing,
so fascinating.
Isn't it? Pretty
even special. With the animals on his paw prints, whenever you use these prints.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story from New Mexico. In a moment, we have, you know what, I want to not acknowledge, but because there's so much disruption in the world, I don't know if this helps us or hurts us. It doesn't make me feel good. These students that were arrested at the high school in Florida yesterday after that huge brawl in the hallway, 11 students arrested, the school resource director, and I guess the deputy principal tried to break up this fight. They brought in the police because there was such a large crowd of students in the hallway. There was a big fight, physical fight. The deputy assisted teachers in breaking up the fight. And then they detailed three specific incidents that had occurred in the brawl. 14-year-old female student pushed the deputy superintendent or the deputy principal. So then they attacked another, students attacked another student after they attacked. What are you doing?
This was like, whoa.
What a ridiculous kids. Hey, what's the old, why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
Oh, there were brawls in some schools when you were back in school. It just wasn't as widely reported on.
I remember there was a brawl in the bathroom once. I went in there. Two kids were fighting about smoking in the bathroom. I remember that. Yeah, that was back in the dark ages, as it were. Hey, let's have some fun. Go to Las Vegas and have a couple of nights on me by calling 800-419-DOUG. That's just what will happen. 800-419-3684. You can call them now or any time during the day because there are 10 operators always standing by to take care of you, your friends, your relatives, whoever wants to. I know people who've said to me, I told my friends about this because it was really special. You get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas, just call 800-419-DOUG. It's not a contest. It's just get to the phone fast and use your fingers to dial 800-419-3684.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
All right, 43 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jay and I have my friend again from Israel, Uri. He's not my friend again. He's my friend always. Uri Geller is here. As you can imagine, Uri is very outspoken about lots of different things. And because he's in the heart of the matter where all the activity is in Israel, people who know him for other reasons, his fame being bent around using his mind to bend metal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because he's there and because he's been very vocal about what's been going on, including showing pictures of dogs that have been killed by Hamas, part of what is the death cycle there. So Uri was on a program in England this morning called This Morning. And here is an excerpt from this program with Uri being interviewed.
Over 1,500 people were slaughtered by Hamas terrorists. There are children, babies, elderly, men, women. You know, children were tortured. Babies' heads were decapitated. Children were burned alive. Over 5,000 people are injured, maimed, psychologically, mentally damaged. Hamas are worse than ISIS. They just found ISIS flags in belongings of dead terror, Hamas dead terrorists. Look, they shot dogs. They just killed the dogs there. I mean, this is the worst tragedy to happen to the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Let me just say one more thing. The number of Israeli deaths is equivalent to as if 36,000 people were killed in a single attack in America. In England, if 9,000 people died in a single attack in Britain.
All right, so that's Uri on the television program in England called This Morning. Uri's with us now with more of a focus on this. I don't think we've talked about the dead dog. We have talked about the other things that you mentioned there, which is pretty much what everybody is talking about. Nobody except you is talking about the carnage with animals and pets and stuff, which is part of the heartache here, right?
Oh, the dog, they shot dead cows. Now, that's your
cows?
Name. Cows.
Wow.
Were shot. Cows were killed. Many cows were killed. This is just, you know, obviously, you know, I have to talk about the babies being decapitated, children are being burned alive. I mean, this is just, the most horrifying. It you know, it's worse than the things that happened in the Holocaust. It's just shocking.
So
the torture the children went through, mothers, women, elderly, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's worse than ISIS. And you know, there's something new development that on some of the bodies of dead terrorists, they found ISIS flags. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they were in the torture, in the manner mm-hmm. they killed people, they murdered them. It was worse than ISIS.
There's a story floating around today that the Taliban may be involved in this by funding Iran using the $6 billion that are still in American banks as sort of collateral for a loan. I don't know if that's a stretch or not. Doesn't mean that you can imagine it happening for sure. We were talking before we went on the air about Bernie Sanders saying that Israel is in the wrong here. You used a word that we don't use on the air with him. I don't understand how it is that, I mean, it's just part of the human condition. I guess people look at one side or look at the other side. But most of the world is rallied around, even many Muslim communities, the plight of Israel. But there are those people who are there locally around you and some of the surrounding countries that are dancing in the street, bless Allah or whatever for sending Hamas in to do what they have done. It's an incredible reality that has impact all around the world. You know, there are so many tinder boxes, and you know, what is one thing sparks, one spark here and there. I noticed that one thing that happened in Israel is that everybody united behind Netanyahu, and now there's a solidified government there, yeah?
Yeah, there is a solidified government. You know, I don't know if everyone has a political outlook that now they're with Netanyahu, but I know that the American aircraft carrier is on the way here. It's very close to Israel now.
Yeah.
I know that Blinken is here. He met Netanyahu just an hour ago.
Secretary of State,
they
yeah.
showed that. And this is very important because I'm sure they're taking him to the south. Look, the pictures tell the story. And I'm just mind blown that I don't think we have a strong arm that can describe the horrors that went here. These pictures should go worldwide for everyone to see.
You know what people are seeing worldwide, Uri? They're seeing the rallies dissolve into these displays of anti-Semitism around the world, here, there, chants of gas. This is in Sydney, Australia. People yelling, gas the Jews, this kind of stuff. I just don't understand. I have a stronger word for it, but how it is that when somebody like this is attacked, what is the animosity toward the Jews? I don't get it. Never have.
Well, Dougie, do you know how many messages I get that sound like this? I wish Hitler was alive.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
Guardian,
we have it here.
The Guardian, the Guardian newspaper today
slammed you for being on that morning program, right?
Yeah, no. The England's Jewish schools heightened security as anti-Semitic,
activities. Yeah,
right. It's on the rise. It's on the rise.
Yeah. All right, got a scooter, Uri. Talk to you tomorrow. Uri Geller here on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. extras. No, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wow, there's a lot of attention, and glad you brought this up, Chucker. The theme from Jerry Seinfeld's program, which was so popular in the 80s. When did it start? It was on for like 7 or 8 years, right, Chucker?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to pull up when it started, when it ended. But I guess Jerry's reason we play that, because we didn't banter about this on the air yesterday.
No.
I guess Jerry Seinfeld brought up the fact he sort of teased something might be in the works, insinuating of a redo of the Seinfeld last episode, which was not well received. So my question to you, I got to be honest with you, I was never a huge fan. I know this show was huge.
It was generational. Okay. Right.
There's a lot of people, young people, that stream the show and enjoy it tremendously. So my question is, let's just say he brings the cast back and they redo a final. What is the interest level on a scale of 1 to 10, 2023?
Was it just 10, one, or are they going to do a season?
I don't know. He didn't say anything about it. I don't know. It's a good question. Listen, he probably would get paid. Not that they need the money. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know.
$75 million a year. $75 million a year for the reruns. That's
yeah, I know. I don't know if it's that. It's certainly not about money. It might be filling the narcissistic nature of wanting to be relevant in 2023. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though.
It is. All right, here's something else that I found interesting that I thought I would ask you to talk about. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. They obviously are doing well because of the Barbie, but they are supposed to be, there's a revival of the Ocean 11 franchise.
Well, they're attached to a prequel. Yeah, I think they were attached before Barbie, but then the producer said it's still in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, listen, they would love to greenlight that film and get it going because it would have a lot of interest. Having said that, I'm not the heist films don't do much for me.
I love them. I think they're great fun.
I know you do.
They're fabulous fun. And it was interesting.
But to me, going back for them to go back to the same well, I guess, listen, Hollywood likes to play it safe. That would be a very safe bet, right?
Yeah, but what's foolish about this is why would they have killed off Clooney's character, Danny Ocean? I never did get that one. Why they killed that?
I have no idea. Listen, I think that always, in a lot of franchises, some of the leads, they like to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Simply because they just like to do it. Here's an interesting, I just reading before we went on the air, in terms of the studios and the Actors Guild, day five of the meeting sort of hit a snag because they can't. can't get over the fact that the studios don't want to back off the AI issue, the likeness issue, which is scary to think about, right, that they won't want to back off that. And they don't want to give 2% more for streaming revenue.
They'll be sorry.
AI thing's scary. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you really want to hold the actors, 100% of the actors' likeness and won't back down off that? They get sued.
They'll get sued till the cows come home.
I just want to bring up. I missed this yesterday. Yesterday was the 70th birthday of David, actor David Morse, who was.
Really? He's that old? Wow.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because when I heard that, I went on my TV at my ice cream parlor, and I went to YouTube and I watched the pilot episode of a TV show called Hack. He played like an Equalizer show. Played a kid.
It was a good show. Yeah.
That show premiered in 2002, so he was 49 years old. He's a character actor. He did 10 years of stage work before he broke into TV and movies. He has 104 acting credits.
He was in the movie with Tom Hanks.
The Green Mile.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
He played prison guard. He was in Long Kiss Goodnight. He was in The Rock. He was in The Crossing Guard. I think it was his first feature film with Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. He's a very good actor.
Yeah.
6'4". I'm a big fan. 7 years old. Yes, I just wanted to bring that up. Taylor Swift's concert film opens today nationwide.
Are you going to go see it?
$5 million plus opening weekend. I'll probably see it eventually. Not.
Are you going to play it on your theater there?
We are not because since we're small, they wanted a standard booking of like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
You have to play it, so it's too long a run for us. It'll peter out. So,
does anybody care that ever since John, what's his face, got off of the Daily Show? John Stewart was the Daily Show, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
and so they had this Trevor Noah.
and some other guy,
he's a waste of time. And now they're trying to bring it back with somebody that nobody knows. Because he's a Muslim.
Well, you don't know him until you know him, right?
Yeah, that's it. But
give him a chance.
Now the characterization is going to be hosting shows whether you're Jewish or you're an Arab. Muslim. Oh, my God, this stuff is enough to drive you to drink. All right, Chucker, you are,
let's get
though.
A drink, Doug.
You're my hero in many ways. It's now 59 past the hour. It's a good day program.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.